This is dictating on Claire Barry Holly. That's CLAIRE, Claire Barry, BARRIE, Claire Barry Hanley, HANLEY. Date of birth. Hanley is HANLEY. Barry is BARRIE. Claire Barry Hanley. Date of birth is 9/22/44. Date of birth is 6/13/22. Next paragraph. Please make a copy for Dr. Haroldo Melo, HAROLDO, Melo, MELO. Next paragraph. Dear Haroldo, HAROLDO, Haroldo. HAROLDO. Dear Haroldo, thank you for sending Claire Hanley for evaluation. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a 77-year-old female who was treated for pneumonia this past month, was admitted to Advent Health Hospital, and was on antibiotic therapy for over 10 days. The patient's chest x-ray demonstrated patchy bilateral lung infiltrates in the lower lung fields. And she was on doxycycline and rocephin. The patient was discharged on home oxygen at 3 liters and has been... can you please change doxycycline? The patient was treated with Levaquin orally and rocephin. She has been coughing up greenish mucus still, but denied any chest pains, fevers, or chills. The patient has had no recent CAT scan, and CAT scan of the chest, and sputum culture was not obtained. She has been using Claritin and also is on Singulair for a history of allergies. Next paragraph, past history. The Vaishnava's past history has included history of tonsillectomy remotely, and a history for hypertension and hyperlipidemia, and osteoporosis. She also had bladder cancer treated. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked 2 packs per day for 38 years and has quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of old age. Father died of heart disease. Next paragraph. Medication list included amlodipine 5 milligrams a day, famotidine 40 milligrams daily, gabapentin 100 milligrams daily, and levocetrazine 5 milligrams as needed, montelukast 10 milligrams a day, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, raloxifene 60 milligrams daily, and pravastatin 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Habits of patient. Next paragraph. Review of systems of patient. Has fatigue and had some weight loss. She has had cataracts and no glaucoma. No hoarseness, but has wheezing and cough. She has no urinary frequency flank pains. Denies any joint pains. She has some abdominal discomfort and constipation. And she denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising, and she denies any memory loss, but has headaches and numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Med list included amlodipine. 5 milligrams daily. Famotidine. I believe I already mentioned the medication list. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female was alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, or peripheral edema. Lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 112 over 80, pulses 90, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 140, saturation 93, on O2 at 3 liters. HE&T are non-sphalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the basis. And scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflex in the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial lens grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Bibasilar pneumonia with atelectasis. Number two is COPD with emphysema. Number three is hypertension. Number four, allergic rhinitis. And the next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And was advised to start on Septin 500 milligrams BID for 7 days. Prednisone 20 milligrams daily for 10 days and 10 milligrams daily for 10 days. CBC and a complete metabolic profile to be done. And she will use the Ventolin HFA inhaler. 2 puffs, TIDPRN. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 3 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Geraldo Melo, M-E-L-O, M-D. Thank you. Let's talk to D'Souza.